Any comments? I see that you did a paper or presentation at St. Galen, de-escalating and escalating treatments for early stage breast cancer.
Well, so that was the big theme of the 2017 St. Gallen Breast Cancer International Consensus Conference. And one of the things we tried to bring out in the meeting was, where are the opportunities for us to do more? We still have unmet need. And conversely, where are we doing less? And what's interesting is that there's a lot of tailoring going on based on relatively familiar traditional risk factors, things like nodal status, but also now factoring in tumor biology. And what we're seeing is that in high-risk cases, we're doing more. So multiple node positive cancers that are ER positive, we're offering longer durations of treatment. Young women who have higher risk breast cancers that are ER positive, we're offering dual endocrine manipulation with ovarian suppression. Triple negative cancers, you know, it's clear that for most, anthracycline and taxane-based chemotherapy are going to be clinically valuable, and we're still looking to add things that are helpful. And by contrast, in some situations of local regional management where we do very well, we're looking for opportunities to do less. So there's been a revision of the margins that people are looking for, where the no ink on tumor rule has been applied for margins in the breast. And what's interesting is Monica Morrow from Memorial Sloan Kettering showed data that that's actually translated within 2 years to a reduction in the incidence of re-excision and reoperations for women who have breast cancer. We're doing sentinel nodes even when they're positive. We're not going back to do axillary completions in the majority of cases. So we're doing less in the way of surgery. And that's because our systemic therapies are more effective. One of the unspoken stories here is that the reason that we can often do less is that we have more effective systemic therapy, and nearly all patients who have breast cancer will get some kind of systemic therapy at this point.
Just to pick up on a couple of points, and then we'll go into your next case. You mentioned the issue of avoiding axillary dissection with people with positive sentinel nodes in the adjuvant setting. Of course, that's been going on for a while. But getting back to your neoadjuvant paradigm, I guess one thing I had brought up, the idea of, well, what happens if you downstage them, you avoid axillary dissection. But just to be clear, what I've heard from investigators is that in a patient who has a positive sentinel node after neoadjuvant therapy, they need an axillary dissection. Is that the way you all approach it?
Yes and no. If the patient presents with a clinically negative axilla and goes through neoadjuvant therapy and has a small amount of residual disease on sentinel node mapping, and if they're going to get radiotherapy, I think usually we would be satisfied by that. One of the issues is that when you look at Judy Bowie's paper on surgery after neoadjuvant therapy, the sentinel node becomes a little bit less predictive unless you take out a couple of sentinel nodes. And so, you know, if the woman's had one out of one sentinel node, she probably needs a dissection. If she has had one out of three or four sentinel nodes, we probably would be satisfied by that, unless there's a really large tumor burden or unless there's a situation where you may not be offering additional radiotherapy.
That's a really interesting point. I hadn't heard that. One other point, just globally, and I'm curious, you know, whether there's any discussion on this at St. Galen, which is, I mean, to me, when you look out at adjuvant and neoadjuvant setting and you say, what's out there right now that maybe is going to affect general oncology practice in a significant way in the next couple of years, like HER2, I don't know, I'm not sure I know of anything. We just saw finally the affinity triple negative, I'm not sure. But seems like CDK4/6 inhibitors in the adjuvant setting ought to be really interesting.